SoCal skies will clear up on New Year's Day, with highs in the 60s. Los Angeles, the new year will start off cold and cloudy in Southern California January 1st, with the sun expected to appear in the afternoon while temperatures remain on the milder side. The forecast calls for a slight chance of showers in the early morning, but sunny skies in the afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. It's not clear if the sun will peek out in time to be enjoyed by those lined up to view the Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena. Monday's highs are expected to be in the 60s in most of Los Angeles and Orange County, staying in the 50s in the mountains and high desert. Meanwhile, a high surf warning and flood advisory was in effect until 2 a.m. Monday at Orange County beaches, where large breaking waves of 5 to 9 feet were predicted, while a coastal flood advisory was canceled at Los Angeles County beaches. High surf advisories extended until 10 a.m. Monday. Breakers of 8 to 10 feet expected for Central Coast tonight, and 6 to 8 feet for L.A., Ventura County beaches, the NWS Los Angeles office posted at 6:29 p.m. Sunday. Continued dangerous rip currents. Coastal flood advisories have been canceled due to diminishing surf tide levels. The Weather Service said large ocean waves will continue to lower through Monday, but will peak again January 3 night and especially Sunday of next week. Temperatures will remain below normal this week, with the coldest numbers expected on Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday is also shaping up to be a wet one across the Southland, with rain in the forecast for most areas that day. The forecast for the rest of the week is currently devoid of rain. This will likely be the coldest storm of the season, especially as the core moves through Wednesday into Thursday, the NWS said. Snow levels will start around 5,000 feet, but should lower to near 4,000 feet Thursday morning. 4 to 8 inches of snow is expected for elevations about 5,000 feet, with a 20% chance of 1 to 2 inches of snow down to 4,000 foot elevations, which would include the Interstate 5 Tejon Pass, Grapevine.